Well, I'm here in the pavilion at Trent Bridge with the Durham duo of Graham Clark and Cameron Steele, who put on 160 for Durham's third wicket today and got them right back in the match when it looked like a lost cause. We'll start with you, Graham, first of all. 92 runs for you in the end, and probably walking out with the weight of the world on your shoulders, but also maybe you thought that there was nothing to lose in the perilous position Durham were in, having lost Richardson and Jennings without them getting really a run together.
Yeah, I mean, personally for me, it's been a pretty slow start to the tournament. And then to lose Keats and Richo so early, I just thought let's just bat some time here and see where we are. And with the white ball, you never know what can happen. You've seen many times teams have lost wickets early, but still managed to get to 300. So we just thought if we could bat as long as we could, we might give our team a bit of a chance. And when you've got the likes of Paul Conway to come in at the end there, it makes your job a lot easier.
Cameron, big loss for Durham before this game, which gave you your opportunity to play, but the fact that Steve Cook was suddenly recalled to South Africa at short notice, it meant a rejuggling of the top order for Durham and you coming in early as well.
Yeah, great opportunity to come in at four. I was absolutely stoked when I got told I'd have the opportunity. I was excited and obviously had my fair bit of luck this innings. Great to be able to help get the team over the line. And like me and Clarkie were saying, we're saying all the way through, if we're at nines with the last 10 overs to go, then we're in with a good chance anything can happen.
Alex Hales, I think, was dropped three times on his way to his century. You got dropped, I think, the first time on two. Yeah. And there were other chances as well. But the one thing you did have was, because you came in so early together, I think inside the first three or four overs, you had time on your side.
Definitely. I think I got dropped twice. The time was nice. They bowled very well up front, I think. And we were both saying to each other, we just got to take it deep. It'll do less and less. Ball and Broad bowled extremely well, and Gurney as well up front, and obviously Pattinson. We just thought we'd take it deep and just try the best, yeah.
At the halfway stage, Graham, we were looking at the scorecard. I think you were 46 runs behind where Nottinghamshire had been at that period, and you'd had a third of the runs needed with 25 overs to go. But the one thing that we kept mentioning in commentary was that Notts lost 5 wickets for 9 runs in the last 2 overs, and they proved to be the difference in the end, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one thing that we thought, even though we lost wickets early, because we batted a lot of time, we had wickets in hand, so that almost worked into our favour. So as long as we kept the run rate below sort of 10 and over for the last 20, we always thought we had a good chance. And then, like I say, you can't even describe how well Collie played there. It was just unbelievable to get us over the line. So, like I say, we never thought we were out of the game, but it was just good to get that win in the end.
Your partnership of 160 is Durham's best third wicket stand against Nottinghamshire. You're beating a partnership set in 2014 from Stokes and Stillman of 150. So you've put your names up there in lights.
Well, we're in good company there, aren't we? So it's nice to those accolades. But at the end of the day, all we want is team performances and team wins, and that's what we've done, which puts our name in the mix now for to get to the quarterfinals.
You were both out within an over of each other, a bit of a sickness to get out on 92 for you when you were near that first one day 100, and you 77.
I was actually thinking I'm just going to keep playing the way I was starting to play. I was going to try and keep busy and try and hit any ball I thought I could hit before, and unfortunately I picked out, I think it was Pattinson mid on.
He had a hand in both wickets, didn't he, in removing the two of you?
Had a good game.
Now, Paul Collingwood, Graham, is 41 this month. This is his third half century in a row, something like 73, 74 now in one day cricket. With you gone, he's your talismanic figure, and he saw you over the line in fine fashion, even though he was cramping up and looked like he might not make it at the end.
Yeah, but he just keeps getting better with age, doesn't he? I mean, we can rely on his experience. It's almost the pressure is almost bigger on him because he knows what he can do, and we almost rely on that. But it almost makes our job a little easier knowing that we've got him in the hood and around the training ground. We know we've got him to sort of pick his brains and learn from him. So he's been phenomenal. And like I say, he just keeps getting better with age now. This tournament has been unbelievable.
You're second in the group. You go to Worcestershire on Sunday. Steve Cook's still away, so I would imagine the two of you will be batting in the same positions again come Sunday. If you can keep it going into the final match against Lancashire, you're through to the quarterfinals, which is an amazing achievement given the lack of experience in the team, the youth on the side of the team, and secondly the ECB points deduction.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just a great vibe in the dressing room at the moment, with both inexperience and experience. Obviously we've seen Collie, Rushy and Woody do so well. I mean, it's just a great vibe, and we just feel as though we can do anything really.
And finally, Graham, nice to get some runs under your belt. You'd be fancying your chances now and backing yourself at Worcester?
yeah, well, like, just you've got to, when you're in good form, you've got to make the most of it. So hopefully now I can replicate that and do it again. Hopefully put on a good partnership with Keats if the order stays the same on Sunday.
And you've actually leapfrogged Worcestershire tonight as well, so it's going to be a real humdinger down there on Sunday.
Yeah, it is. I mean, every game is massive for us. It's almost like every game is a knockout stage for us now, so if we can win and get into those quarterfinals, it'd be an unbelievable achievement, which is credit to the lads and the character of everyone in the squad.